the mouth. He stood back, and the head hung there, a little blood dribbling down the stick. Instinctively, the boys drew back too, and the forest was very still. They listened, and the loudest noise was the buzzing of flies over the spilled guts. Jack spoke in a whisper.
"Pick up the pig."
Maurice and Robert skewered the carcass, lifted the dead weight, and stood ready. In the silence, and standing over the dry blood, they looked suddenly furtive. Jack spoke loudly.
"This head is for the beast. It's a gift."
The silence accepted the gift and awed them. The head remained there, dim-eyed, grinning faintly, blood blackening between the teeth. All at once, they were running away, as fast as they could, through the forest toward the open beach.
Jack and the hunters just killed a mother pig, and the scene was fierce and gruesome. You can tell the author wants us to be shocked by the kill because he describes it in such detail. The spear sinking in inch by inch, the blood spouting, the guts in a pile on the rock. Remember all the talk near the beginning about the taboos of the old world? When Roger couldn't quite bring himself to hit the little kid with the stones because he felt guilty? It doesn't look like the boys are holding back anymore. After they kill the pig, they cut off its head and stand it up on the stick. That finally freaks them out. They look furtive, which means sneaky or scared, like you have something to hide. It's like the head is watching them, and the boys suddenly realize what they've just done. I'm guessing that's why they want to get out of the dark forest to the open beach. Let's keep going. Start in the middle of page 137 after the space, where Simon comes back into the scene.
Simon stayed where he was, a small brown image concealed by the leaves. Even if he shut his eyes, the sow's head still remained like an afterimage. The half-shut eyes were dim with the infinite cynicism of adult life. They assured Simon that everything was a bad business.
"I know that."
Simon discovered that he had spoken aloud. He opened his eyes quickly, and there was the head grinning amusedly in the strange daylight, ignoring the flies, the spilled guts, even ignoring the indignity of being spiked on a stick. He looked away, licking his dry lips. A gift for the beast. Might not the beast come for it? The head, he thought, appeared to agree with him. "Run away," said the head silently. "Go back to the others." It was a joke, really. Why should you bother? You were just wrong, that's all. A little headache, something you ate, perhaps. "Go back, child," said the head silently. Simon looked up, feeling the weight of his wet hair, and gazed at the sky. Up there, for once, were clouds, great bulging towers that sprouted away over the island, gray and cream and copper-colored. The clouds were sitting on the land. They squeezed, produced moment by moment